After Buzzers, welcome back. It's another episode of The Rookies After Show, Season 1, Episode 8. Tonight's episode, Time of Death, is Bradford's wife an informant? Is Nolan a killer? And is Bishop a detective? Stay tuned. Rips and Chaos coming at you right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, this is what I jam to all the time.
I'm pretty sure you were listening to this entire soundtrack in your car on your way here.
And then I'm going to listen to it on my way home, too. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV studios live out here in Los Angeles. I'm Mike Rips, and I'm with...
your boy, Chaos.
We're running a two-man game for the rookie tonight. Cherry's out. She's back next time. But we got a great episode. Time of Death.
Time of Death. This was a pretty intense episode. I mean, you know, they threw. I don't want to go ahead. I don't want to say they threw any curveballs. I kind of already knew what was coming, but it was still a really good episode. I'm definitely looking forward to you know, when they come back from the break.
Well, we're here now before the break, and before we get into tonight's episode, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, like us on Twitter, follow us, 5 stars, or don't review us, but definitely review us, and make sure that you're telling everybody about the Rookie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. As I said, I'm your host, Michael Rippey. My man Chaos is in the house, and... Time of Death, man. First time we saw it, you know, Nolan is a killer for the first time. Rightfully or wrongfully, we're going to get into that. Where Nolan is back with Chen, or maybe they're not, just for a moment. Who knows? A lot going on. We start off tonight with an escape room, though. Have you ever done an escape room?
I actually have not. It is on my bucket list, though. And I don't mean my bucket list like before I die. I just mean my bucket list for, like, you know... stuff I want to do in the next year.
It's a good thing to have on your bucket list. You guys that are watching, tell us right now in the live chat and also in the comments, have you done an escape room? And if you have, did you win or lose? Because I did an escape room recently for the first time, and they're super fun.
Yeah.
And I won. It was South Park theme. It was at Comic-Con.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
That's an easy win right there. You're a South Park.
It was a good way for the rookie to start tonight with the escape room. But then they get into real business, and immediately... we have a scenario.
Whew.
And that scenario is we have a robbery in progress, basically at a grocery store.
Right. And yeah, corner store.
And so Nolan and Bishop, they come up, and things escalate quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, first off, you know, normally, you know, when they come in, you know, whether it's Bishop and Nolan or just cops in general, for, you know, usually they're directing commands at the people trying to actually rob the place. And in this situation, they actually had to direct commands to the store owner, like, hey, put down the shotgun. Because she was locked and loaded.
She was ready to load. She was locked and loaded. And so she puts down the shotgun. And
they jet.
One brother, they end up being brothers. One jets quicker than the other, so one brother gets arrested. Now the other brother is now being chased and pursued by Nolan, and that's where things get real interesting, right?
Yes, it is.
So and things escalate from there to the point where there's a showdown, and, you know, Nolan's got the gun out, and he then
he's got to make a split second decision.
And tonight's episode is big time centered around the start,
definitely.
And this moment where essentially Nolan, you know, shoots the suspect, but he didn't really have any other choices, did he?
The way I see it, he did not have any other, there's no other recourse. And, you know, granted, he probably had on a vest, neither here nor there. You never want to take that chance like, oh, well, I've got on the vest, so hopefully he'll shoot me and it'll hit me. In the vest.
And they're also 3 feet away from each other.
Right.
This is...
When, you know, you have to make a split-second decision. That guy, when you turn around, just... it should be common knowledge at this point in 2018. If you point a gun at a police officer, there's a pretty high probability that you're going to get shot. It's just, don't do it. You know, He's beating himself up about it, and we're going to see him go through these different, you know, different emotions throughout the episode, but ultimately I felt like he made the right decision. And, you know, the captain even told him the whole department's behind you. You know, the body cam is going to show what really happened. And this is one of these officer involved shootings that, you know, I can't fight it. I mean, he had no other recourse.
Should he have used pepper spray?
No.
A taser.
Man, get out of here with that garbage.
What do you guys think? Here's the
thing. You don't bring a knife to a... You know what I'm saying? You don't bring a... What is it? You don't bring a knife to a gunfight? Pretty much. Come on. If somebody's got a gun on you, you don't... I'm gonna... let me tase you.
He says, we find out that he's, you know, shot him center
mass.
Should he have shot him in the leg or something?
Should have shot him in the face. No, I'm joking. No, you, because here's the thing, by shooting him center mass, that, you know, that gives you the upper hand. And kind of stun, if nothing else, it's going to stun him, hopefully to the point where he's not able to squeeze off a round. You know, whereas you shoot him in the leg and he's like, oh, pop, and he may still be able to shoot you. You know, you ultimately want to prevent him from shooting you and causing you bodily harm.
This is a good time to involve our listeners and followers. If you guys are watching, listening, what should he have done in this moment? Because we, you know, later in the episode, we find out, you know, maybe he should have used the taser, maybe pepper spray. Those are options, not saying they're the right ones. But would you have liked to see him do that? Would you have liked to see another option? Or did Officer Nolan make the perfect move and shoot him and effectively kill him immediately? Because he shoots him, you know, right in the heart, basically. And he's, you know, basically dead immediately. Suspect. Who ends up being the second brother. We'll come back to this. But at the same time in tonight's episode, we have Bishop. And immediately we're finding out that Bishop's about to be a detective.
Bishop got the tap.
Yeah. So she's elevating. We've seen her throughout this first season be on point, be very locked in, growing, and looking for more and more responsibility.
She's always in the zone. I don't like it, but she's always in the zone.
The colleagues are actually, even at this point, teasing her about how she's going to be so much ahead of them and above them as a detective to not forget them and stuff. And so do we think, A, that Bishop deserves to be a detective already, and do we think she's going to kill it as a detective?
Yes. She definitely deserves to be a detective. She earned that tap. Again, you know, she's not the rookie in this situation. She's already put in her work. She's already paid her dues. She's definitely prime for being a detective. She's ready. Unfortunately, you know, Lopez was ready as well. Obviously, you know, she jumped the gun last episode, or jumped the shark, so to speak. And kind of, you know, put her, you know, her opportunity of getting that tap and, you know, her shot at, you know, going for detective, she kind of knocked herself down a few pegs and she's going to have to wait.
But Bishop is not a detective yet.
She's already doing OJT.
Yeah, she's doing the thing.
And she's still got to take
the test. She got to take the test. And that's my next question. How hard is this test?
I mean, you know, to the average Joe, it might be hard, but for someone like her, this is cake. This is a cakewalk, and the test is just a formality on her way to become the detective.
Okay. Let us know. Do you think that's a hard test? Because it's, I mean, they make it seem like it's no big deal, but it's a test. I mean, I remember a test, they were hard in school.
Excuse me. I think, so, again, it's one of these things that if you've already... You've already done your training, and you obviously had. She's probably done, you know, training offline, you know, after hours to prepare for this. You kind of, you know, if you decide that that's the path you want to go on, I'm sure there's things that you do to help get yourself prepared. Bishop is prepared, and you know, and she's already shown us in several different, you know, episodes, you know, her detective abilities, so to speak. You know, the fact that she, you know, that she can handle that. She can handle that workload. She can handle that new, you know, position.
So Nolan has to choose a companion officer. We see Bradford's former wife, or his ex-wife, his wife.
Isabel.
And we find a dead foot in a lot of things. But before we get to that, let's tell the people why they watch AfterBuzz TV.
Okay. If you don't already know, let me explain to you. Listen, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But listen, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you. And you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Now, if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. Because they're optional. We will not blow up your phone. Trust me. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel. And check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Now, if you let us know that you did so in the comments, we will thank you on air. Live shout out on the air from us or any one of us on any of the AfterBuzz shows. Now, for now, I'm going to leave you with this. Thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That's worthy of a shout out right there. Thank you, Chaos. Yeah, that was we will shout you out, and we do appreciate all of our followers and everybody watching, not just the rookie at AfterBuzz, but all the shows here at AfterBuzz. Without you, we wouldn't be anything, so thanks. And back to tonight's episode, season one, episode 8 of The Rookie, Time of Death. And now Nolan is starting to realize, maybe not only did I am I going through this mental emotional state of I've just killed somebody and this is unbelievable, but now there's got to be reports. He's got to choose a companion officer he feels comfortable talking to, and now that he's going to be interrogated because maybe he made a mistake, and he's starting to say, did I make a mistake?
The thing I did like about this is that we often don't really get to get a behind the scenes look at what happens when there's an officer involved shooting. We usually just see the news story. We might see a quick blurb, you know, if there's a press conference held, but we never really get to see what actually happens. We just, you know, we just hear that, oh, that police is on paid administrative leave. And that's usually all we hear until they reveal, you know, the findings of the investigation. So it was kind of cool to actually be able to see where, you know, he said, okay, so now what's happening is you're a suspect. You're going to have to meet with a lawyer. You're going to have to meet with a union rep. You're going to have to speak with internal affairs. So you got to see all these different components and all these different things that are, that happen that actually makes me feel a little bit better about what, you know, what happens and the accountability that, you know, these police officers are held to when there is an officer involved shooting.
Speaking of accountability and internal affairs, we find out that not only is Nolan going to speak to internal affairs, but who's running internal affairs? Well, it's Wes' father.
Yeah.
And he means business. It's not just...
Oh, yeah. He's super... super straight-laced.
Super straight-laced, like the term. And at the same time, Nolan chooses Gray as the one person to be his companion officer.
Right.
And so that's an interesting look at what goes, as you say, on at the police force behind the scenes of a shooting and stuff. And something I found interesting, tell me what you think, is we find out that during the interrogation from internal affairs and, you know, Wes' father to Nolan, that he says... only civilians have the right to remain silent. Did you know right. that?
Did not.
What about you guys? Did you guys know that? Because if you did, you got to let us know. Because I didn't know that. That's an interesting
yeah.
way they say that.
But, and yeah, I definitely did not know that. But it makes sense. Because you can't say, oh, well, I'm, you know, I want to speak to my lawyer. You know, you are a public servant. You've now taken the life of a civilian. And you have to answer to that. They have to be able to do their investigation, and you have to let them know what happened, at least your version, to assist with the, you know, the investigation.
So let's move away from Nolan for a period now, and let's talk about Isabel, Bradford's wife, ex-wife. She, you know, we know that she's gotten into trouble with drugs and so forth and being on the street, but... one of the ways that they're, instead of keeping her in jail and stuff, is she's basically created... They need her to be an informant.
Right. And she's basically going to be a snitch.
She's going to snitch, and this is going to be able to keep her from being in jail. At the same time, they arrest her boyfriend.
Which was smart.
Which is smart. He has drugs on him. They arrest him. And now they're asking Isabel to wear wire and do a bigger bust on a drug deal. And at the same time, Officer Bradford... Not feeling it.
Oh, definitely. Not you feeling know, it. He's still got a soft spot for his wife. I don't know why at this point. She's so busted. And yeah, whatever. But I get it. I get it. That was his wife at one point, and he loved her. And
they
even
throw up the memories. They throw right, some they, images.
Right. You
of
get
them.
To see him looking at the, you know, watching, you know, video clips of, you know, her and him on the phone, and you know, canoodling or whatnot. Yeah, I definitely understand.
And also,
he felt like I think you know his line of thinking was possibly that she was going to do some time, and hopefully that was going to help her sober up. And you know, and also keep, you know, also give him a little peace of mind because he would know that she's in jail versus being on the streets and not knowing what was going on with her. And now she's being thrown right into the fire, you know, being, you know, a CI, you know, and, you know, getting ready to do a drug deal. And not only that, but, you know, let's not forget she at one point was a cop, and not only was she a cop, she was a narcotics officer. So she was already in that lifestyle and dealing and arresting different people. So her face is known. Her face is recognizable to a certain sure. extent.
Exactly. So it's even a tougher position to be in. That's why Officer Bradford's extremely unhappy she's going to be doing this. And at the same time, she's nervous. And we see that. And because she's nervous, Bishop gives her some medicine to say, this will calm you down. This will, you know, she gives her a little bit of drugs before she's going to go in with the wire and to try to calm her nerves and make it, you know, accessible and hopefully.
And make her more natural and not, you know, so uptight.
She goes in and we're watching this live. And what were you thinking? I mean, did you feel like it was going to go wrong? Because it felt like something's going to go wrong right from the start.
Yeah, you know, at her initial reluctance to even do it, I was like, okay, yeah, she's going to screw the pooch on this one. And she did, and I wasn't surprised. I didn't necessarily see it going the way it did, but I definitely knew that it wasn't going to run smoothly. She just did not feel natural to me.
And the way that it goes is, you know, you see the body cam and the imagery and the drug dealer is talking. They're like, do I recognize you from this and that? And eventually it goes black. And then they realize, is her cover broken? Is it not? It's broken. Cops go in. They lose signal. And when they go in, there's no one to be found.
No, there's just, you know, a little bit of blood
trace
and the wire.
Blood. Right. And so we don't actually know what has happened. And that's part of tonight's episode. We don't actually know what happened in a lot of cases. And that brings us to the final case, which is, so Nolan's killed the guy, but the guy's brother is out. You know, he got booked in jail, but he's not in jail still. He's right. Back out. And so before we see tonight's ending, we've got the love of Nolan and Chen again.
Yeah. Mm. Are we first off, I'm sorry. I get just a little piece of my life every time they show her, you know, dressed down in civilian clothes. I definitely think, you know, a theme of this episode, you know, with all the different drama was you got to see, you know, the team and how they support each other and they have each other's back, you know, from Lopez joining Bradford, you know, as he was, you know, doing rescue detail on that drug bust, to, Sergeant Gray, you know, agreeing to be, you know, the companion, Lucy checking in on Nolan, you know, to kind of make sure, you know, he was okay and taking him to the family's house and say, look, I understand you're dealing with, you know, dealing with this and you're beating yourself up, but you saved that family's life. You know, look at that family. Look at how happy they are. You saved that family's life and tried to give him a different perspective. I was happy. I was happy. And, you know, he offered to make her some coffee. Obviously, he didn't know how to do it. And I thought for sure she was just going to say, you know, maybe next time, whatever, and leave. And then she goes in for the kiss. I thought it was going to end there. I was like, oh, okay, cute. You know, they got a nice little kiss, a little embrace.
Not
but
only is
he
that,
got the goodies.
Not only is that not where it ended, that's pretty Woo! Much where it started. It
hey.
Started back on.
It did.
So Chen and Nolan, and when they, just so you guys know, this is how much Chaos loves it. When they actually kissed, he was actually, you know, kind of high five, and he was excited watching it real time.
You know, being really loud.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
Yeah.
Are you guys happy that Chen and Nolan are back? Are you surprised they're back? And are they actually back? Because they technically tried to play it off like, oh, it's not going to happen again.
Well, yeah, and she started that off by saying, you know, yeah, you know, this was a mistake, but it was a very fun mistake, but it'll never happen again. I'm not rolling. This is definitely going to happen again. It needs to happen again repeatedly.
So it's not... No matter what, it was awesome the way that Chen was being supportive of Nolan in this moment.
She supported his brains out.
And so what happens, though, is now it's time she's going to go take a shower. He's relaxing and things get murky because he hears a noise.
Right.
And so he goes to investigate and he locks the front door. And now you know something's up because they give us that good drama music that they throw into ABC programs at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. And then we get that, wow, there's the brother, there's the baseball bat, and Nolan's on the ground.
And you know, come on. The only way you didn't see this coming is if you're blind. Because I saw that coming. Now, on every other TV show and in movies, you know, we see them throw police details... You know, just they throw them out like candy on Halloween. So why wasn't there a police detail? Because they even told him before he left the station, hey, like, you know, his brother was released and, you know, he's already given the statement to the, you know, to the press. Just be, you know, be aware, be careful. So I feel like, why didn't you guys throw just one security detail? It didn't have to be the whole tactical unit, but just one detail just in case.
So Nolan is on the ground because he's been attacked.
Right.
He hits him with a baseball bat. Nolan's on the ground, but it's not over yet. Right? Because now Nolan is now, you know, seeing stars. He's in a precarious position. And the brother has now also taken out a gun.
He's taken out a gun. And obviously, we already know what he came to do. Bang, bang, in his face. Exactly. And... I don't like the way they handled this ending. So you see him confronting him. He says a few things. And the next thing you know, the camera pans up. You hear a gunshot. To me, it should have ended there. And then just said, hey, see you in January. Instead, they throw more stuff in there. Because we already know that we see, once there's some rustling around between them two, we see Lucy kind of perk up. So we know she's going to throw on the robe.
She's in the shower.
Right. She's in the shower.
She hears something going on.
And of course, we know she's going to walk out all hot and naked in the robe and wet with a gun. But now the way they're setting it up, you know, there's going to be a tussle. There's going to be that shot that we heard. But we don't know who got shot.
And that's one man's opinion. KS says there's going to be a tussle. There's going to be this. He's probably right, but he might be wrong.
I could be. It could be just an alternate, you know.
We don't know, and you don't know, but why don't you tell us in the chat? Let us know in the comments what's going to happen after tonight's episode, because we have some news for you, and we should tell you that right now.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Whoa, that's... That news is that at tonight's episode, we learned that there's going to be some time off. And the next episode of The Rookie, episode 9, not only is it not going to just be a fresh episode, it's going to be like a part 2. Because tonight's episode finished with To Be Continued.
Yeah.
But it won't be to continue next Tuesday or the following Tuesday. We're waiting a whole nother year. 2019.
January 8th.
That's when we continue The Rookie. So it's 2018. We say goodbye to The Rookie in 2018. But 2019, we say hello. Episode 9 will be part 2 of following up on episode 8. That's the news that we learned. And so we'll be taking a couple weeks off until we come back for The Rookie. That's our news.
Now, excuse me. What do you want to see on this continuation?
It's a good question. And I would love to tell you what I want to see. But let's do that in predictions.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So I'll go first because you asked me what I want to see. So what I want to see to be continued is I want to see Chen comes out, right? We pick up right there.
Mm-hmm.
That shot that looked like it was being fired from, it's either from Chen's gun, right? Or it's either from Chen. I guess it could be from Nolan, although that would be tricky. It's probably from the brother or Chen. I'd like to see it maybe be from the brother. But in some way, not just like where Chen has hit the brother and now he's down. I want it to be more interesting than that. Maybe like the double bullet. So Chen hits the brother and the brother hits Chen, but she's got her. She doesn't have armor on though because she just came out of the shower.
Right.
So we got to see something here. So I'm predicting it's double bullet.
Okay.
Stay with me, people.
All right.
Double bullet. We're going two ways.
Okay.
You know, it's a little crazy, but we're doing crazy things in 2018.
That's not too crazy, but I can co-sign. I definitely would rather see that than just, you know, Nolan and you know, and the brother tussling, and then a shot gets fired off, and she catches a bullet, and then that's it. And then he's just like, "Oh, what did you do?" And he takes him down. I would. It would be more interesting to get a double bullet. Now I'm gonna need that double bullet to not be, you know, a life threatening wound.
No, we can't.
Because I need Lucy where you're on the show.
You need your chin.
I need my chin.
You need your chin
on that show.
And also though, but here's the thing, is it right? Nolan's already, we've seen how mental he is about, he's already killed one brother. If the other brother gets killed right there, that's two brothers, and that's too much for Nolan. Come on.
It is, but I think that if it comes down to one, you know, this is definitely more direct. So it really is him is me or him. So I feel like this, he won't have that much of an issue with this one, especially because, you know, Chen is going to be involved. So, one, is self-preservation. And two, like, you know, he wants to protect his woman. Because at the end of the day, yes, Lucy's still his woman. That's his thing. So,
this sounds like you think that they're back on.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be that easy. You know, she's going to put up some resistance. They're going to go back and forth. But yes, ultimately, that's going to be Chen and Nolan doing their thing. And, you know, they'll navigate, you know, the issues that might arise at the station. However, for me, what I like to see in the continuation is, you know, when they apprehended that woman that was riding the horse that was high, and then the foot drops out of her, you know, out of her jacket or whatever, and they end up taking her in, and then they say, you know, she says, "Can I get my foot, you know, can I get the foot back?" And they tell her no, and she says, "It's okay, I've got, you know, like, I've still got the other one." First off, it was already enough that you were just rolling around LA with a gangrenous foot in your, you know, in your jacket, but, and you says from your boyfriend's, but now you make the comment that you have another one. So that leads me to believe that if you've got both of his feet, or at one point had both of his feet, where is he? And is he still alive? I want to see a follow-up to that.
He's not running. So,
yes, this is right.
Tell us where the people can follow you.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter, ChaosJ, KAAOSJ, and on Instagram, Chaos_Jones31.
And I'm your boy, Michael Rippey. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips. Cherry's back next time. Don't forget, we're off for a few weeks. We're back January 8th, Tuesday, for another episode of The Rookie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to subscribe, like us. Thank you to the engineers. Thank you to everybody that watches us. We'll see you next week or next time on The Rookie.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.